Massachusetts Congressman Seth Moulton cites his military experience and the presidency of Donald Trump among the reasons he's considering a 2020 run for president. Moulton has been crisscrossing the country, and WBUR's Simone Rios reports he now admits he's thinking about running next year.
Moulton spoke to students at Salem State University on the heels of news reports that he might be a presidential contender. His talk focused on the future of work and higher education, both issues that could help him stand out as a would-be candidate in what is already a deep pool of Democrats. Moulton told the students that half the jobs that will exist by the year 2040 do not exist today.
So what does that mean? It means that even if our education system were perfect right now, you know, and God knows it's not, we'd still have to re-educate half the workforce by 2040. So we've got to figure out ways for people to go back to school.
Moulton says he's already working on proposals to address the future of work in America. But he adds it's a problem too often ignored in the halls of power. And because of that, he believes it will be important to have young people making policy. Here's how Moulton responded to a student who asked if he's running for president.
One of the things that I've seen from traveling around this country so much and talking to a lot of people is that we need new ideas in our politics. We need new leadership in our politics. I've been fighting to get new leaders elected for the last 2 years, and that's why I'm looking at running.
Moulton grew up in Salem. He graduated from Phillips Academy, then studied physics at Harvard. In 2001, he became a commissioned officer in the Marines and did 4 tours in Iraq. He later returned to Harvard for a master's degree and began his first term in Congress in 2015. One of the students at Moulton's talk was freshman Joey Wolongowitz. He challenged Moulton to sign a pledge not to take contributions from the oil, gas, and coal industries, and Moulton agreed he would after the event. Wolongowitz says his congressman later came through.
I've been to a lot of these types of events before with congresspeople, and they never, ever do it that immediately. So it was really wonderful to see leadership like that from our own congressman.
And yet asked if he'd vote for Moulton, Wolongowitz says he needs to learn more.
I have to see his stance on other issues, you know? I don't know all of his stances, but strong climate leadership is a great litmus test for a good president. So we'll see.
If Moulton runs, he'll join a crowded field of candidates who seek the Democratic nomination for president. Moulton says he'll make a decision in the months ahead. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Simone Rios.